Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. And it's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. You can check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, I can't complain at all. And I might add our cat today was on the heater register before we left. So she's knows how to handle the day and deal with this cold weather.
It sounds like a wise feline indeed. Dr. Braccio, I want to talk to you about what recently happened in France with many innocent people either being killed. I think the total now is up to 10. There are two that are still critical. Several others were injured. But I received several emails, and they echoed the same sentiment. How can one person, or how can more than one person, create so much evil and darkness and have so much hatred due to religion and really attack people who don't agree with them? A lot of people still coming to terms with that.
Well, it's really a hard thing to imagine. You know, we can go back to Eric Hoffer's book, The True Believer, even though he wasn't so much thinking about this particular situation, but he was talking about how, and he was the one, this is a book that Eisenhower recommended every American read at the time, and he was talking about totalitarianism, the way that people can just become such a true believer that they absolutely believe everything of a particular tenet. In this case, we're talking about people that take religion, which obviously ought to be teaching people love and caring and helping people live better in life, and have somehow turned it into this homicidal activity for many people, and they really feel they're justified in even doing a godly act when they're going and killing people. It's actually almost impossible from a sane, logical point of view to believe this, but these are people that just absolutely fanatical. They become homicidal. They do things that go completely beyond the pale of anything a sensitive, caring human being would do. And even worse, they do it under the name of religion, which makes it even harder to believe. But it is happening, Tony. It's happening around the world. We're having a lot of this go on. And what we have to realize, there are people like this. There are people that will use something that some set of beliefs, in this case we're talking about, I would certainly call a perverted version of, you know, of Islam, in this cases we're talking about here, and it just totally destroys the individual's inner heart feelings and turns them really into a murdering machine. And the worst thing, they really feel they're doing righteous work. Hard to believe, but it is an enemy, and it is something that we have to be aware of and really take a look at.
And this is something that doesn't happen overnight, especially from what we're learning, Dr. Braccio. There are young children who are being brought up with this mindset, and I would imagine trying to change that train of thought after years and years of training is a challenge.
Well, you know, you can go back to Orwell's whole thing in 1984. You know, you control the language, you control the words, you control what people use and give them particular meaning, and you, in effect, can brainwash them and work them into certain sets of beliefs. And that's really part of what we're dealing with. We're dealing with an early, everyday kind of a working on the brain, working on the person, and just pumping it in. Dolenta est Carthago, the old Carthage must be destroyed, day in, day out, over and over again. And people really are becoming literally just true believers, I guess is the best way to put it. And they're being trained to hate certain people to the point that you can kill them and do it under the righteous act of God, which is really hard to believe. It's bad enough that people think, you know, the psychopath, the sociopath believe it's okay to go out and kill people. But to be doing it with believing it's a righteous thing to do, it's just really, Tony, it's why that leads to so much disbelief and hard to believe. Like, why would someone want to kill you or me or anyone else because of a religious belief or belief that we have or something different than others? It's kind of a wake-up call, and it's very hard, I think, for most people to get their head around it and actually believe this is true. They have a hard time really believing, because when I talk to people, it's kind of like the conversation we're having. They just can't believe there are people like this. They can't believe there are people that would think this way. But like you say, they're being brainwashed. They're being worked on early. They're being told over and over again. They're being trained to hate people. They're trained to hate people in the name of God, and they're really trained to destroy and kill and see this is the right thing to do. I don't know exactly how many there are, but there certainly are enough to go out and be killing people and blowing things up, like all these children that were just killed over in Pakistan, or the 2,000 people apparently killed in northern Nigeria. I mean, this is just carnage and murder, and hard to believe, but we really need to be aware, because this could be, or is, we might say, a growing danger to everyone. So well-armed is being well-prepared and ready for anything that might come. Very sad situation worldwide. It clearly is a growing issue and something we really all have to be aware of in every neighborhood and every community. Really just heads up.
How successful can this behavior, this mindset, this thought process be changed in adults?
Well, it's very hard to do. I think what has to happen is there needs to be people of goodwill. There needs to be people that can communicate and share how inappropriate this is. In my case, in my belief, I believe that if we're talking about a real negative approach to a religious view, like, we'll just take one example. From what I've heard, you just had the president of Egypt come out and indicate that this is really a corruption, this is really a misuse of religion, and there's really a need for us, meaning Muslims, to really deal with this. Now, let's argue that point. Let's work under the assumption that the overwhelming majority of Muslims are good people. Just like we could say the IRA, the Irish terrorists in Ireland certainly didn't represent the Roman Catholic Church. They represented a group of terrorists, okay, murderers, call them what you will. And I think it's important for other Muslims, other leaders, to come out and indicate how inappropriate this type of murdering, destructive behavior is in the name of God, that it's a perversion. I've been hearing people, Muslims, leaders, coming out and saying this. So I think that's the place that it has to start. And I think all of us have to be saying, making comments, making statements in a positive way, and really getting thinking in our own mind in a positive way, like really saying, you know, this is evil, this is wrong, this is something that has to be dealt with. You can't candy coat it. You can't do anything like that. You just need to see it, confront it, and people that represent us and lead us need to really be protecting us, protecting themselves, and really going out and confronting, which I think we are to some degree. I don't want to make it sound all negative. I'm just saying I think this is what we need to do, but very hard to change mindsets and change environments where people are being raised to hate. We saw how effective this was in Nazi Germany. We've certainly seen what's happened in Stalinist Russia. We've certainly seen what's happened in many, many environments. There's one thing to teach people to try to see every side of every issue. The danger can be that you can look evil right in the face and somehow try to find some rationalization for it. I don't see that happening here, but I definitely think it's an evil force. It's something that really needs to be dealt with. You just can't have people out killing, murdering, bombing, kidnapping, doing these types of things in the name of God. It's just, it's really beyond anything that even makes any sense.
We've been talking with Dr. John Braccio, who's the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Dr. Braccio, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, my friend.